This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, men and women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. Parler, it seems to be down for some reason, but we are at the Captain's America when he comes back. On Twitter, we're on at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, going back, our number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two very important words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And unlike our president, who had a sin of omission yesterday, Joe Biden left the word God out of the National Day of Prayer, never mentioned it anywhere along the line. And I'm really surprised about that one, Kyle, but I believe that he was just handed something to read, and he read it.
I think you're right about that, Captain, and it's really a far cry from the nation's first president, George Washington, who seemed to invoke the name of God, on many occasions. And here we are, you know, all this time later, and we've got a president who won't even mention the word or the name of God. Exactly.
Well, they are definitely trying to change the course of American history. The 1619 business is all part of it. And it's not going to work because our country and our history is what it is. You're not going to change our history now, somewhat 400, 500 years later, whatever it is, 400 years later.
You're not
going to do that.
Well, exactly. It's a way of, again, of trying to rewrite what we know to be true and then try to make it seem as though the United mm-hmm. States has always been bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's their goal.
Now, a major Biden administration scandal is brewing, and it's not being talked about, and we're going to talk about it right here. If you're someone who's paid attention to politics over the last decade, you understand the desperate treatment that is different between administrations when it comes to scandalous activity. For example, Barack Obama skated over a whole bunch of stuff that happened during his administration when we heard, oh, there's been no scandals here with our administration. Oh, really? But when it came to Donald Trump, He wound up getting two scoops of ice cream that became a bigger story than Obama's targeting of conservatives via the IRS. And at one point, Ivanka Trump said something nice about Goya Foods, and the news industry lost their mind, claiming that she'd violated ethics rules. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Well, here's where the rubber meets the road. That's relevant because it's a stark contrast to how a new major brewing scandal is being treated in relation to the Biden administration. As the Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Grantham, has stock in a company called Proterra. Now, she is sitting on stock that could conceivably go through the roof and be worth millions of dollars because of the electric vehicle purchase that's going to be made by the federal government. I believe it's 150,000 vehicles or something like that, and that will directly affect her pocketbook. You know who else has stock in that company?
Who's that?
Nancy Pelosi.
Really? Well, what do you know?
Now, the story gets even worse as Grantham appears to have reneged completely on her pledge to sell her stock, which she said she would do when she was interviewed by the Senate committee for her position.
Wow. Well, are you surprised about this?
Well, Kyle, how is this not a massive corruption scandal? By the way, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's effort to sell their green agenda and infrastructure stock plans are being complicated by the thorny conflict of interest for Energy Secretary Jennifer Grantham, who stands to gain millions of dollars from stock actions in this private electric vehicle company.
Well, again, Captain, if we had basically an investigative media who love to investigate everything, as you mentioned, the thing about Goya Foods, again, they've simply dropped the ball, and they've dropped the ball on purpose because the people in power line up with their own values and their own thoughts about how the country should be run. So there really isn't a big problem. Now, if it was a Republican, they can use scandals to hurt them, to bring them down.
That's the problem, because, see, Secretary Grantham being in her role at all while owning the stock is scandalous enough. She's pushing the infrastructure plan that seeks to transfer the government's gas-burning vehicle fleet to electric cars, trucks, and buses that she happens to have stock in that's going to make her a multimillionaire many times over. Now, this is the kind of swampy activity that got Donald Trump elected in the first place, because Washington, D.C., believe it or not, is back open for business. The same old, doing the same thing, different day. That's exactly why the fight against the former president, Donald Trump, was so vicious. They didn't want him to interfere with their goose that laid the golden egg.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Exactly right.
We hit a home run again there. All right, be right back with more, folks. And, folks, I'm telling you, corruption is all over Washington, D.C. Vote the bums out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you, me, moi, the captain. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you either to get that $100 in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is.
That's right.
With those melodic tones. All righty. Now, before I carry on here, a couple of things going on. The mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance, announced yesterday she's not going to run for re-election. Now, in lieu of what happened in Atlanta, in lieu of the police officer who got his job back and his name cleared, remember when the suspect ran away with the taser?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that cop has been reinstated and whatnot, and I think that there's a, well, I believe this police officer is going to be able to sue the pants off the city of Atlanta.
Yeah, perhaps so, exactly.
And
yeah.
She may be leaving before the storm hits as a result of that, because he was totally vindicated by the fact that this person stole the taser, which is a weapon. It is a weapon, like it or not. And took off with it down the street. So he was armed, too. And unfortunately, the officer had to shoot to try to stop him. and he wound up dying as a result. But that is what it is. And these things happen. And the video was there. Everything was there. And why this even happened to begin with is totally beyond me, because it was a justifiable shooting.
Well, yes. The problem is, when somebody gets something like a taser, that means they could take down a police officer. That gives them access to their weapons, gives them access to their patrol unit, presumably, with other weapons and things like that inside. And it puts the public at risk. And if you have someone who's literally going over the edge and grabs a weapon of that capacity, they have to try to stop that person however they can.
Now, we're going to use the C word here, crisis word, for the border, because the border, ladies and gentlemen, is spiraling totally out of control. Now, the border is in crisis. Over 170,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended at the U.S.-Mexican border during the month of March. The month of April is expected to yield around the same amount, if not higher. And, of course, that's just the number of people that were caught. It's estimated about 1,000 illegal immigrants a day are able to avoid apprehension, and that at least 100 per hour try to sneak into this country on the southern border.
Well, exactly. And, of course, now it's becoming so much more apparent, Captain, that this is a crisis that the White House wants. It's a crisis the Democrat Party elite want.
But there's one problem.
What's that?
Joe Biden and the Democrats say the crisis is essentially, quote, over, end of quote.
Well, it's over. Well, didn't Trump cause the crisis? But now it's over. I mean, who knows what they
it's not
they
over. It's not even close to being over, because the crisis, and anybody that's watching what's going on along the border, to bring you on the ground coverage, and you see it all the time. Fox, One American News, Newsmax, they're down there. And as you can imagine, a lot of resources are needed to be able to travel to the edge of the United States. And, of course, it ain't cheap to go down there. But I will tell you, because of the Biden administration and Democratic Party, they are actively trying to trick the American public into believing the situation at the border is now under control, and it isn't even remotely close to being under control.
Well, they want to trick us for that, obviously, and they have a complicit media in many respects, not all the media, but a lot of the media are complicit in that, in terms of wanting to make sure that narrative is out there. Because, Captain, if the situation were reversed and the media was not happy about a Trump policy, or they would exacerbate any of these kinds of things, like the border crisis, in order to get their point across that the administration is bad and all this kind of thing. So that would be hitting a critical mass on the evening news every single night. And, of course, it's not, because it's about Biden, and, again, they agree with Biden.
Well, if they really, really, really wanted to fix the border situation, they would revert back to what Donald Trump was doing at work. Number one, finish the wall. That's number one. And then number two, don't let anybody in. When they come in, turn them around, send them right back where they came from, and say, better luck next time. Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, exactly. But, again, that would make it look as if they are trying to, as if they would be reverting to President Trump's policies, and that in and of itself is anathema to them. They simply cannot do that. It's like saying we're not building the wall, we're filling some gaps. I mean, they can't even bring themselves to say that if Donald Trump said the sky was blue, that would be okay. They'd say nope, it can't be. We don't see that, because it's Trump.
Now, Governor Ron DeSantis made the news again yesterday, and again, thank you, America, thank you, Jesus, for Governor Ron DeSantis, the best governor in America today. He signed a new voter integrity law, election integrity law here, the strongest and toughest in U.S. history, and the Democrats are hollering, oh, it's a foul, it's terrible, it's awful, oh my God, they're going to suppress the vote, and nobody's going to be able to vote, and all this crap. When all we did was go to voter ID, period. Voter ID.
Well, you know, Captain, yes, that's right. In Florida, I believe you have to show an ID to request an absentee ballot, for example, to make sure that you are who you say you are, and that you have to renew it now, I think, every 2 years.
All right. Let me be specific here, mm-hmm. because you're kind of beating around the bush, and we need to be specific with this. What the legislation did that the governor signed was, number one, no mass mailing of unsolicited ballots to any group or any individual to harvest ballots, because it's illegal, totally illegal, to do ballot harvesting by political operatives here in the state of Florida. Then on top of that, it bans outside influence from third-party organizations like the Zuckerberg Foundation, or, get this, like former Attorney General Eric Holder, who now has a partisan gerrymandering group, which is going to be doing some of the same things in the blue states, which should be barred immediately. It enforces picture voter ID. It requires additional security steps to prevent fraudulent changes to any voter registration. It ensures absentee ballots are only sent to individuals who request them instead of just mailing them to the world. And it guarantees access by candidates and political parties to observe the signature matching reviews. That's exactly what it does.
Very cool. That is very, very cool. And, you know, I saw how this is being played, Captain, and at least on one of the reports that I saw about the governor in Florida signing the bill. And that was that somehow there was no real voter fraud at all during the last election. So why on earth is Governor DeSantis passing this restrictive law?
I know exactly where that report's coming from. There are two South Florida newspapers. One of them is the South Florida Sun Sentinel. The other one's the Miami Herald. Both of them are Democratic operatives. They might as well have the Democratic flag and platform and signs on their front doors, because they are all about the progressive left, the communist movement. And whatever they say, they do it. It's that simple. But they're calling it a rampage. They're calling it improper. They're calling it because he had a narrow victory, he's now appointed himself king. I mean, all this nonsense that's out there. And it's not right. It's not true. These people, and by the way, Stacey Abrams was even mentioned here, because the comment made by the paper in Palm Beach County, one of the reporters, was, by signing an unnecessary overhaul of state election laws, SB 90, which he's expected to do on Thursday, which he did, in Palm Beach County, which he did, DeSantis will decide where and how you vote. No, he won't. No, he won't. You already know where you're going to vote. You got your precinct there. Nothing's changing. These people make up the story. And again, it's just like Joe Biden when we started out. The Democrats lie through their freaking teeth. Listen to this. The tax plan won't cost anybody anything. Are you kidding? And that's Joe Biden. He said that. That's an outright lie. The tax plan won't cost anybody anything. That is an outright lie.
Well, that's right. And since we don't even have to fact check Biden anymore, I think, according, the Washington Post, I think?
God forbid if we fact checked Joe Biden.
Yeah, right.
We'd all get fact checked ourselves, I guess, right out the back door. But, you know, folks, you can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is trying to convince Republicans to vote for his infrastructure and jobs plan during a trip to Louisiana.
When you build better roads or extend the train line over to the next town or install reliable high-speed internet, it sparks new life and investment in communities. It gives people hope.
Republicans are showing reluctance at the plan, with the price tag nearing $4 trillion. The president said, though, he is willing to negotiate. Authorities in Rigby, Idaho, say that a teacher disarmed a sixth-grade girl who shot two students and a custodian at her middle school. After the shooting, parents were directed to a nearby high school to pick up their children. Police say they now have the girl in custody and that the injuries are not life-threatening. They say they're investigating a motive and also where she obtained the gun. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind right now. Nothing runs like a deer, a John Deere, that is. And I'll tell you what, there are a number of Everglades Equipment Group stores within the sound of my voice in the great state of Florida. And we are heard on 13 different affiliates here in Florida. And one of you will have an Everglades Equipment Group store near you. Now, if you want a really good mower, riding, or push mower, or you need a tractor, or you need some industrial equipment, that's the place to go. Everglades Equipment Group. They have reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service, and you can even rent the equipment over there, too, if you need it for a job. Maybe you're a contractor and you got a job and you need a backhoe or something like that. That's the place to go. So, Everglades Equipment Group, and tell them the captain sent you. Now, let me see here. Mr. Kyle, did you know that the governor in Utah says that there will be no mask mandate in the schools come the fall when the kids go back to school from kindergarten to K-12?
Very interesting. A far cry, obviously, from where California is at in terms of what the teachers' union is wanting to stipulate for returning to school, these kinds of things. Absolutely.
Well,
very interesting.
The teachers' union is behind a lot of this nonsense that's going on. And it's just that. well, we aren't going to go back until the students get vaccinated. They knew full well to begin with the students weren't going to get vaccinated. But then the monkey wrench got thrown in the works and said, okay, we're going to vaccinate the students so the teachers can go back to school. So now what?
Right. Well, it's been a very, very weird road. The thrust hasn't been to see how can we get everybody back in school? Because number one, the kids are suffering. They're suffering out of school because of social, interaction, boredom, and a general malaise that's taking over. And so this is a real deal. It's not funny at all. It's a very, very serious thing. And unfortunately, Captain, especially here in California, it has just been a real slog to try to get, and follow the science and everything about, especially younger people aren't really susceptible to this. And they have all kinds of safe ways. I mean, didn't we just see the president and Dr. Jill Biden at the school the other day? And they had their little plexiglass, units that they were sitting behind at their desks. There's ways to do it. And that was the president standing in a classroom.
And then, of course, there was the vice president and the second man that stood there at the airport tarmac, the bottom of the ramp. And they kissed each other on the lips of through the mask, and then she gave that. And by the way, that was a salute that she tried to render, folks. That wasn't a wave to the people; it was a salute. She tried. She's getting a little better, but she couldn't quite get the hand up high enough to make it a salute.
Right. Well, but again, Captain, why doesn't the vice president and the first gentleman take off their mask? To kiss
second
each other goodbye.
I'm sorry.
You're right. The second gentleman. You're right. I stand corrected. But take off their mask to kiss each other goodbye before she gets on the airplane. And they would be showing people that if you're fully vaccinated and you're following the rules and all these kinds of stuff, you can have a more normal type life than, okay, everybody, we're always going to have these masks on because they're obviously fully vaccinated. The Marines standing on the by the stair steps, they're going to be fully vaccinated. Everybody's fully vaccinated. So are we going to get back to normal if we can all get fully vaccinated, or are we still going to have this weird thing where you're going to kiss each other goodbye through your masks? I mean, it's the wrong thing.
Well, this whole thing is just absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And it's not getting any saner. And, even the Minnesota governor, where a lot of things have happened up there because of George Floyd, the Minnesota governor, Waltz, he said, mask politicization is one of the worst things that's happening to the U.S. right now. It's become totally political.
Well, oh, sure.
Not scientific.
No, it's not scientific. And unfortunately, what's happened is people were terrified so much by this whole thing, the way that it was presented. And Captain, it's so weird. It's like, if you were going to paint, a bedroom for anticipating a newborn, you're probably going to have some kind of respirator on or something. You're going to do something that makes sense. But yet, if you take a bandana and put it around your face, You're safe from coronavirus somehow. None of this makes any sense in the sense of how they presented it, but they've terrified everybody, and they believe that if they take off the mask or do this kind of thing, that suddenly they're going to get they're going to be very, very sick. Unfortunately, we're not seeing the government follow the science. They've used that phraseology to get people scared, but they're not using the same methodology or phraseology to get people to where they understand that they can start getting back to normal if they've been fully vaccinated, et cetera.
If they were going by the science, based on everything we've heard about the masks and the distancing and the vaccination and all this other sort of stuff, if you were outdoors, nobody would be wearing a mask. It would be a personal option. It would not be mandatory if they were going by the science. But instead, they're going by the politics of the situation, and it's a power thing. I know the Democrats don't want to give up any power, and this is to them. This is, well, we can keep them under control for a little while longer. That's all we need to do so we can get this passed and we can do that, and we'll be in control. And, oh, look at all the money we can make. I can hear them now in the back smoke-filled rooms. Look at all the money we can make because we can do all these investments in this and the other. Just like that energy secretary, Grantham, I told you. She stands to make millions and millions and millions of dollars because the electric vehicles they're buying are coming from the firm that she owns stock in, and so does it Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, exactly. And again, this would typically be outrageous to the American people. They would be demanding some kind of change. You know, you have to divest yourself of the stock, or you have to put in a blind trust. I mean, generally speaking, or I should say as a rule, I believe,
yeah,
the president himself, whoever it is, president him or her,
yeah,
they have to put their stuff in a blind trust while they're president.
Now, the Moderna booster vaccine that's out there that's being tested right now is showing some very promising results against COVID-19 variants, because they're talking about all these vaccine shots are talking about coming back with a booster down the line here, either later this summer or whatever, to cover the variants that are out there, correct?
That's true. And this covers the variants of the one that was found in South Africa. That's the B1351 variant, and also the P1 variant that was, or the P.1 variant that was first found in Brazil. They believe that these booster shots show good promise and efficacy.
Okay, good. Now, the other thing is, if you're in Georgia and you're in South Carolina and you're a college athlete, listen up. Georgia and South Carolina signed bills to pay NCAA athletes as if they were professional.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Now, you know why. One of the reasons why, right?
Why is that?
They're going to full stadiums.
Very interesting. Yeah, well, I know that in the past, of course, that was not possible, right, to pay the athletes, the college athletes in that sense.
No, it wasn't supposed to be, because if once you went pro, that was it. You were ineligible to compete in the NCAA.
Right.
Now they're actually going to pay them, and these are the big, predominantly the big outdoor sports. Football is the one big thing that they're talking about, because if you've ever been to a college football game in the South in one of these big stadiums, just like out west by you, 100,000 people in a stadium is nothing.
That's right, yep.
And I remember Penn State, they kept building until they finally got a stadium that seats 100,000.
That's gigantic, for sure. I think there's always been some kind of controversy of the amount of income or revenue that the colleges make. Meanwhile, the players aren't sharing in that.
Now, let's wrap up with something that borders on idiotic and stupid. Twitter suspended an @DJTDesk account. That's a Twitter account, DJTDesk account, despite the fact that it had no official link to Donald Trump.
Really? Really? Well, again, it's the very initials anything that even that could slightly make you think of Donald Trump has to be expunged.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back to Truckers Highway and Bible Report here in the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll check and see if the weather has changed, whether or not. And I will tell you that we certainly are going to be taking a look at that, and we're also going to tell you about the pilot and Flying J, so don't go anywhere. I shall return with more coming right back right after you hear this here little message.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, to make a hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And, you know, the pilot in the Flying J truck stops bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we're going to get going here with some music because I got an oldie. Well, it's not an oldie, but it's a song I haven't played in a while. And it's pretty cute, pretty neat. It's Sugarland.
Lay here and be lazy, baby, drive me crazy.
Sugarland were coming back with there. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, I like that group. And that's a little peppy song, you know, with the breeze, with the water and all that stuff they had in there with the video. But I'm telling you, they got it right that time.
Yeah, I love Sugarland. Yeah, that comes, that's from about 2008, I think. And I got to see them perform once. And, yeah, they're a great band.
All right, well, here we go. The weather has changed. If you don't like the weather, wait an hour, right? Showers and thunderstorms amid areas of critical fire weather threats are the story today. A series of cold fronts are going to produce showers and a few strong thunderstorms across parts of the High Plains into the northern Rockies and the middle Atlantic. Down here in Florida and the southeastern part of the U.S., there are going to be some thunderstorms, too. Strong dry winds in the northern plains, the Four Corners area, and the southeast are going to produce critical fire weather threats as well. And fire weather threats, of course, are all elsewhere in the country. And we've got a storm coming ashore out there in California. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have a freeze watch. This is in the Medford, Ashland, and Grants Pass area, southern Oregon, on Interstate 5 freeway, of course. Then in Northern California, fire weather watch stretching from Redding, down to Modesto. This includes Sacramento and Stockton. A little bit of a wind advisory out near the Palm Desert area tonight. That's if you come across the I-10, you're going to have that to contend with. But fire weather watches in southern Utah, also tonight, in western Colorado near Grand Junction as well. And up in northeastern Montana, we've got a lake wind advisory. So if you're in near the Winnet area, Malta, Glasgow, Fraser, and you're heading over towards North Dakota, you're definitely going to be contending with that, along with some gusty winds with those fire weather watches they have.
Yeah, and let's take a look here at what's going on over in South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. We do have a freeze warning going on there. It's Twin Cities South on down 35 for about, I don't know, looks like about 100 miles, almost all the way to the southwestern corner of Minnesota and South Dakota. Extends out into South Dakota for about 75, 80 miles, frost warning, and goes over into the central part of Wisconsin for about the same. The difference right now, the difference maker, I should say, is what's going on in the upper peninsula of Michigan. Now, we do have some winds up there, up north of Wisconsin in the upper peninsula of Michigan, if you will. And that is also moving over to Michigan on the other side, east of Lake Michigan. You've got a really cold weather system that has made the freeze warning such up in there that you're going to have some really cold temperatures tonight, most of that area north of Grand Rapids and, of course, north of Detroit. Now, moving over into upstate New York, right now this has changed since the last hour. I-87 all the way from about the Albany area on up to the Canadian border, Quebec border, to be specific. You're going to have a frost warning all the way up through there, so temperature's going to be a little cool up that way. And then we've got a flood watch going on right now in West Virginia for some areas where they had quite a bit of rain earlier in the week and last weekend, and that water is still creating a problem there. The central part of Tennessee tonight, this just popped up in the last hour. We've got some winds there, gusty winds. There'll be a possibility of some thunderstorms there, as well as across North Carolina if you're going across I-40, as well as South Carolina, I-20, I-95. Be advised you want to be careful there. And then let's not forget also the fire threat advisory right there along pretty much the ocean side from South Carolina, about Myrtle Beach on down to about Savannah right now. That's what's going on that way. And that's about all I see. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And we also appreciate our next guest coming on, and that would be the incomparable one herself. And let's see, let's have a little fun here. Here she is, Denise Simon, everybody. Okay, cue the applause. All right, they all went back in because the bar closed up, and now they got to clean it up. But anyway, all right, what the hell? Now, yesterday was the National Day of Prayer. Now, I neglected to say anything about it when you were on. I was going to, but I didn't. I forgot about it because we got a lot of different things going on there. But I guess I'll call this a sin of omission. Joe Biden left the word God out of the National Day of Prayer. Now, you and I both know that he was reading what was handed to him, correct?
Yeah, he didn't write what he said.
So somebody wrote something and forgot to put the word God in it.
Well, I wouldn't say forgot.
Okay.
I think it was probably purposeful.
Okay, because this is this new culture we got out there that doesn't want to, God forbid, if you mention anything about religion.
Precisely. So,
yeah.
You know, I see it was purposeful.
Isn't that awful, though? Isn't it really awful?
Well, I mean, out of this administration, I kind of expect nothing less. I don't have any expectations anymore.
Yeah. It's amazing. Utterly amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's also something else that's utterly amazing, and I'll get this out there before we go to break. Joe Biden said his tax plan won't cost anybody anything.
Yeah, right.
What's a tax plan? Isn't that the purpose to generate revenue? that somebody's going to pay?
Or not generate revenue. You can have a tax plan that's a tax cut.
Nope, this isn't a tax cut. We know he's got a tax.
Yeah, I know it.
But here's the deal. To come out and say with a straight face, my tax plan won't cost anybody anything.
People can still keep their two homes and airplanes and all that. Yeah.
You know, we need to get him a tin hat.
He doesn't have a sense of what he's saying.
Yeah, isn't it? It's awful. It's awful. He really has lost control of himself, the person he used to be. It's unfortunate. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is the website. Go there, check her out, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.